When Kababi Bayok began 365 Days with Dad, his daughter Journey was 11. Now she's blossomed into a teenager who'll start driving in 3 years. But for now, Bayok's the one driving Journey and her younger brothers Ajani and Barago around, living what he paints. An African-American dad folding into his day the thousands of simple acts that make a man a father.
Go get the kids at 3:30. You know, go home, sit down for a second, maybe paint a little more, you know, get ready for dinner, get them to wash the dishes. Just parenting stuff, you know.
Bayok began his Art of Fatherhood series out of necessity. His canvases and his wife's cupcakes and cookies from their sweetheart bakery and restaurant weren't bringing in enough money. So they wondered, what if Bayok painted one father-themed picture every day for a year? But like many best-laid plans, the project developed snags. Being a father often took precedence over painting fathers. And as the series dragged into its second year, Bayok took on other painting jobs, and his daughter Journey noticed some visible changes in her father.
At the starting, it was interesting. Then towards the middle, I realized he needs to sleep more because I noticed he was getting a lot more gray hairs.
Sleep is an issue. Bayok paints as much as he can during the day, but he often has to work while his family sleeps.
If I don't get any paint done at all, then it's like, good night, take a nap on the sofa for 2 hours, get up at 11 o'clock, work till 4 a.m., then get up and do it all over again. So, yeah, it's been interesting. It's been exhausting, yeah.
Bayok's own father died when he was 11. He remembers their fishing trips and motorcycle rides. He passes down that fatherly influence by helping Journey with her photography and the boys with their art projects. Barago likes his father's style.
So I try to use my drawings mixed up with his drawings sometimes because he taught me how to draw.
Angela Williams lives in Dallas but knows Bayok from her time in St. Louis. Soon she'll become the owner of painting number 365, the final canvas of the series.
About maybe a month into his venture, I said, I want the last one. That would be the most important one to have.
William's ex-husband has coached their boys' sports teams, taught them to make brownies, and taken them to Sunday school. But Williams didn't ask Bayok to create a picture of their family. She wanted him to use his imagination.
And I don't want to be presumptuous, but I would imagine he'll be going through so much as an artist to finish this, to finally get it done after all this time. And I didn't want to try to control that by forcing him to do something. I want him to feel it, and whatever comes out, then it'll be beautiful.
Bayok's not telling Williams or anyone else what number 365 will look like. But in a nod to the Bill Cosby show, he plans to post an image on his Facebook page on a special day and time.
Thursdays at 7 p.m. is when Cosby Show used to air. So that whole family, that's our strong black family image for popular culture, so I figured I'd just play off of that.
After the Facebook posting, Bayok will celebrate with friends. Then it's back to work. One of his next big projects is a series of 9-by-11-foot murals at the Missouri History Museum that he'll paint with the help of local children. For St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon, I'm Nancy Fowler.